special guest, no stranger to our airwaves, and Kathy Carmen for the Red Cross Bloodmobile. How you doing?
I'm good. Good morning, Rich.
Well, it's that time for another two-day event coming up next week, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, you say it comes around quick, but we need to have it come around quick. When our whole blood is separated, the red cells only last 42 days, you guys. And so 56 days is as soon as we can each give as a whole blood donor. And so, yeah, so we do. We come around pretty often. And next time it'll be a little snugger. But we're going to do a fun thing this time. We're doing a pie drive. Mm-hmm. We've never done it in all the years. And I'm thinking I'm counting up about 29, 30 years of being a coordinator for this drive. And we've never done anything like this. And they threw it out to me on the Red Cross side and said, hey, what about doing this? And so I actually became like you, and I recorded messages from my marketing team, gave me words to say. I was going to reach out to professional and ask them to help. But anyway, so you're going to hear my voice on the messages that you're going to get, the voice broadcast messages for this. It's about our pie drive. And what we're going to do is we're going to have pies at the drive. We'll still have our sandwiches and we'll still have some of our cookies too. But what we're going to do is come in and donate for a slice of pie. And, you know, we're going to have a variety and do that. But just to make it a little fun, something different to do. But on top of that, we are also, they've upped the ante on our gift card. It's a $20 Amazon gift card, and it is by email, so you have to have a valid email when you come in and set up. So I thought that was kind of good.
This area is famous for a lot of pie ladies making good pies. Who'd you hire? Did you find some people?
Well, I haven't reached out, but if there is any out there, you know, we would be, you know, willing to work with you on it. I know that Ogallala did it, and they just went to the store because, you know, of the number of size that we have. But we could have some, you know, and we'd reimburse, you know, and do that and all that. So, yep. So if you're out there and you want to make a few pies for the blood drive, that'd be great. And we'll, you know, we'll put it all together and share it with the donors.
Just give you a call on that one, too?
Yes. Yep. Just give me a call. And my number is 340-5424. That's my cell. And I'm just putting that on there now instead of just, you know, the home number, and then it patches through. It still does that. But yeah, give me a call. We have times available. I'm working on getting my volunteers in place, too.
Always a great event. Every 2 months you have this. And again, we'll stress again, the blood is definitely needed, isn't it?
It is. It truly is. And at this point, we had been in a shortage. Now we are out, you guys. Everyone has really stepped up, and they gave us some information here, and it says, we currently have a sufficient blood supply, but it's critical that we continue to maintain those donors coming in to keep it stable. So it is good now, because every two seconds, someone in the United States needs blood transfusions. And so it's got to be on the shelf to be able to save those lives.
And again, all blood types are needed, right?
Yes, all blood types are. I know they're particularly inquiring about some O's, the O positives, O negatives, but at this point, everybody is urged to come in and give.
Rapid Pass is always available, too?
It is. A Rapid Pass is something that day of drive, that morning, you want to complete it. It answers, you answer all those questions and do that, and then it saves you 10, 15 minutes in the process as far as your donation process. And in that process, we check your iron, we check your pulse, we check your blood pressure, and then we take temperature. Temperature. So those four. So you get kind of a mini physical each time you come in, which is good. You know, might catch something, might not. But in past, it has caught some critical things for people. But in that, a lot of times we tend to not eat as proper as we should. So our iron count is low. And I want to encourage everybody today, start today, eating foods that are high in iron, consuming the good stuff, drinking plenty of fluids, water, to keep your body healthy that way. And then you can come in and give, because of course we're hitting the flu season too, right? I mean, everybody's working on that cold or trying to get over it. And you have to be well. You have to be able to say, I feel good today. No temps, no sniffles, no any of that, unless it's allergies, which right now that's probably not as big a thing. But in doing that, you have to be healthy. And that's real. It's more critical for you in that case. That's why we do that mini physical, to be able to do that part.
I know you're busy with that's getting ready for this today, but you've got other locations. You've been busy in February, and I saw the March schedule is already out, and it's going to keep you hopping as well, isn't it?
It really is. And we try to make it as convenient as possible, Rich. So we're going to the towns that you're in. And most of the places out here, we are in your town, you know, up to five, six times, just like we are here in McCook. We do a double duty here because there's a lot of other areas in town that do. But most of our small towns, like Maywood just went last week, and Eustis is going to be going, you know, and Juanita Palisade is going, you know. So, I mean, all of our little towns offer it quick so that you can pop in and pop out. Because if we don't, you aren't going to drive clear to McCook. You don't have time. Your time is valuable, and we appreciate you taking that time and being a volunteer donor.
All right, next Tuesday, Anagawinsa, 27th and 28th, end of the month.
Yes.
And again, 340-5424 if you want an appointment. And those folks that love to make pies, there's a lot of folks that just like to make pies for any occasion. Yeah. You like to help out, you'd welcome that as well, wouldn't
you? Yes, yep, that would be great.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, I want to share, and you guys, it's just kind of come out, it sounds like the 1st of January. And what it is, it's kind of a new program for you as a blood donor. We have launched, it's a blood donor rewards program. And what I know right now is all donors now automatically earn points when they come to give. Donors can redeem those points any time of the year to receive an e-gift card or save them to redeem and claim a gift on the Red Cross merchandise site. So more to come on it, but it's kind of exciting that you're getting to be rewarded when you come in. Not always. We usually always have a gift for just being there, but now this is going to be an added incentive to be able to come out because we need you to come out and bring a friend. You know, bring somebody new, get somebody back that hasn't been in a while. And have them come out for a slice of pie.